My name is Marcus Capps. I'm 17 years old. Today is January 17, 2018, and I am speaking with Gina Capps, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Salt Lake City, Utah. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Pleasant View, Utah, in a small community. I had horses, my three-wheeler. We really enjoyed the outdoors. We skied a lot, hiked.
Where did you ski?
Mostly Snow Basin, but if I was with my friends, I skied at Powder Mountain, and we always went to Nordic Valley on Wednesday nights for night skiing. That was kind of like high school night.
What were you like as a child?
I was very active. I liked sports. I was kind of needed to be moving, and I needed a lot of outdoor time. I was studious. I liked school, but my favorite thing to do is to play sports. I like soccer and tennis, and I enjoy water skiing and snow skiing primarily.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
I'd say probably my dad. I've always kind of idolized him. He has a really strong work ethic. He didn't have a lot growing up. He actually, as a teenager, had to take over the operations of the dairy farm and their other farming business, and he expanded and grew it along with his brother, and he put himself through college and vet school by working a lot of hours throughout the year as well as the summer, and also by earning scholarships. He's very resourceful. He always kind of knew how to fix anything, build anything. And I just always looked up to him. He was, and still is, a good example of what I strive to be. So, yeah, I would say he was the biggest influence. My mom had a good positive influence as well. But I would say it was primarily my dad.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
I don't know if I really had a teacher per se. Maybe Tom Moore, who was my college prep teacher my sophomore year of high school. He taught me to really kind of think outside the box and really use my mind and analyze things, and he was strict, he was hard, he demanded a lot, and again, he kind of helped influence me in the department of having a strong work ethic and always being who you are and trusting your instincts.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Like when I was a teenager?
If you had to go back in time and give advice to your teenage self, what advice would you give?
I would say to just be yourself. The advice I would give myself if I was a teenager is to just be myself, be who I want to be, I don't know, not worry about what other people think so much, and to follow my own dreams and goals, and
what dreams and goals would you follow?
As a teenager? I think I already kind of did that as a teenager. I played sports, I worked hard, I worked hard in school. I knew I wanted to get good grades so I could go to the college of my choice and be able to pursue a good career. So I did that. I do wish I had better advisors that had advised me and supported me in my class decisions and, you know, helped me pursue. I don't know. Let me read it.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
I have a lot of positive memories. I mean, I had a good, strong childhood. My friends helped shape who I am. We had similar goals. My family definitely was a positive influence. My grandparents, like I say, were farmers and owned a lot of land, and again, their work ethic set a strong example. My father, my mother. I think college was a good experience. I had a lot of college professors that helped shape who I am, who encouraged me along the way and gave me confidence and strength to pursue my goals. Some of my first jobs outside of college, my employers influenced me. So, yes, I would say I have a lot of positive memories. Negative events or memories. I mean, I can't really think of anything specific. I think there were some, generalized things. Like, I kind of knew what I didn't want to do when I saw examples of the way certain people led their lives. I can't think of a specific event or memory that was negative.
Why do you think that the college was such a positive experience for you?
Because I had a lot of professors who really encouraged and taught me to think about life events and issues from multiple perspectives. Up until then, I think I lived in a pretty conservative community where everybody was kind of like-minded and a pretty conservative community. And, you know, I always questioned a lot. I always wanted to know. I think I was more of a deep thinker. And in college, I finally had professors who encouraged that and wanted more, and that really shaped who I became. I developed confidence and my self-esteem was boosted. I think I just felt like I could be who I wanted to be, and I finally had adults and mentors around me who really encouraged that. My family always encouraged it, but a lot of the people in my community, like I say, were just very like-minded and really didn't have a lot of life experiences. And so going to college, meeting people from different walks of life, my peers my age, but also college professors really helped me realize there was a big world out there, and people come from a lot of different backgrounds, and really, you know, kind of learn not to judge a book by its cover, and to always try to see all angles, things from all different angles, so.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
From when I was a kid or just anytime?
Anytime.
I don't know. I have a lot of happy memories, but it always involves family, primarily. I loved our family vacations. I think some of my happiest memories have been with my kids and traveling and watching them grow and develop as they've played travel hockey and the different places we've gotten to visit and explore and I think just kind of more generalized, just watching them play hockey through the years and all the fun tournaments and the families we've met and how they've grown throughout the years.
What's your favorite place to visit for hockey tournaments?
I would say Aspen, Colorado. That's probably my very favorite. But I really enjoy going to Boston and Vermont too.
What are you most grateful for?
My family and spending time with them, and again watching my children grow up and develop and reach their goals. I would just say I'm most grateful for time spent with family.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I think to listen to your instincts, to be true to yourself, and that I think some of the greatest joy and happiness can be found in helping others, trying to understand other people's needs, and maybe that their behaviors aren't always what they appear to be, that sometimes somebody can seem like a bad person or a negative person. When you really get to know them, you can understand that they have a background and that they have different influences that have shaped who they have become. I think just trying to be kind and always finding the good in other people and just working hard. I also think an important lesson is to know that when you've fallen or you've fallen on hard times, to pick yourself up and just keep moving forward and to keep pushing through.
Can you give me an example of a time you've fallen?
I think that I was always pretty competitive, and sometimes, I would give up and just kind of pretend like I was injured if I wasn't playing well, and always had an excuse of, well, it's not really me, it's somebody else or somebody else's fault. And once I kind of realized that that's not really helping anybody, that people see through that, and it's just kind of creating more self-harm than good, I kind of realize I need to work harder and practice more. And so I guess I would use soccer as an example, that I just started practicing and really taking it seriously, and then I became one of the top scorers on my team. And I think it's because I changed my attitude and I worked harder and tried to not to find excuses.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
I would say my grandmother on my mom's side. She always had unconditional love. She never placed judgment. She was always kind to me. I don't think she ever spoke a mean word or ever judged me. I would tell her how much I love her and how much I appreciate her unconditional love. I just felt like I could tell her things. I felt like I could just talk to her, and she always told me how much she loved me. One of my coworkers, Deborah Tobler, she is one of the most selfless, kind people I know. She always puts everybody else before herself, and I've worked with her for 20 years when I was a new nurse practitioner. She always encouraged me and gave me the benefit of the doubt and encouraged me along the way, and even to this day she it doesn't matter how busy we are, how much she has going on in her own life, she always has time to ask about my life, and she's always very sincere when she asks how you're doing. And so I would tell her how much that has meant to me through the years, and how her kindness is something I strive to be like her, to try and just think about others before I think about myself.
Thank you for coming out today. This has all been very interesting. I learned a lot of stuff I didn't know before, and I hope to apply some of this knowledge in my own life.